We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning and the makings of a big day here on WIP. Why? Because John Johnson just a short time ago let us know that today's the day the Phillies are going to make the announcement about the future of Gabe Kapler. So
yes! Well, I just need something here. Give me something to go on.
We'll see if you're still saying yes! After the decision has been rendered and announced.
Well, you know what? I you're right.
Right?
Great point. I don't even know what I'm hoping to hear at this point. Just something.
You forgot what the question was.
No, really, anything is better than this. Right?
Well, we are all ears, Philadelphia Phillies, and we are waiting. And we will wait together and obviously discuss once the information has come out and if it happens during our show. And I would actually tend to think it probably will. Baseball playoff game later today, so I would just tend to think it's something they do in the earlier portion of the day. We'll see. We're waiting. So, obviously, 888-729-9494. Jim Salisbury with the report yesterday, essentially reaffirming what he had previously alluded to. Klintak and McPhail stay, according to Salisbury, so that's part of the conversation. Eagles and Vikings in a couple days. Flyers with a just awesome last night. That was awesome. That was absolutely what Carter Hart did was sensational. We'll get into that. We've got a lot to hit today. And, of course, if you're at that Flyers game last night specifically or watched, love to hear from you. Because that, to me, really, that was like a Philadelphia sports changing type thing. Carter Hart's the real deal. He's the real freaking deal. And that was a big step for the Flyers. We'll get into it all today at 888-729-9494. Richie Rich, what's going on, pal?
Joe, when you blush, not only does your face turn red, the lining of your stomach changes color,
wow,
too.
Wow.
Adrenaline is released, blood vessels dilate, your face turns red, the stomach lining changes color. Like, who knew?
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Well, how'd they figure that out?
That's what I want to know. It's kind of gross to think about how they figured it out.
I don't even, trust me, I especially don't want to think about the insides. We'll leave it at
technology that. Today, they can find these things out.
All right.
Very non-invasively, Joe.
888-729. Good morning to you too, John. All right. All right, let's get into it. Again, Carter Hart last night. To me, it's a game changer, not just for the Flyers and Philadelphia sports. It's been a long time since I've been excited about something with the Flyers, and that was it last night. It really bodes well. All right. The Eagles, John, this is I guess in many ways, a season-defining stretch, what's up ahead. You know, the six games, and we've mentioned them many times, but again, just for sake of those that may not know, six games all against teams with winning records, three on the road to start, and then three at home after that, at Minnesota, at Dallas, at Buffalo, home versus the Bears, bye week, home versus the Patriots, home versus Seattle. One of the toughest stretches I think any of us can pretty much ever remember for the Eagles, six games. After that, it gets really easy. It's basically Dallas at home, not in this order, but Dallas at home and four kind of layups. So this is really, in many ways, what's going to define the Eagles' regular season and, you know, maybe by extension, the season. I'll just tell you this out of the gate, John, and this really goes in line with things I've been saying throughout the last couple of weeks, just based on what I've seen from the Eagles so far this year. I personally believe that these six games, as we kind of start projecting now, will prove that the Eagles are not elite. I think they're a decent team. I think they're a playoff team. I don't think they're an elite team. And these six games, like as I look at it, and I'd love to hear from everyone at 888-729-9494, to really kind of like lay it on the line. As the Eagles embark, 3 days from now they play at Minnesota. It's a tough game. It's a quality matchup, and it's an opponent on the road. I want to hear from everyone today at 888-729-9494 to really break it down. When you project what's up ahead and what it means for what the Eagles are, again, I'll just say quite simply, John, I think these six games, when we get to mid-November and these six games are over, I think it will have proved that the Eagles are not an elite football team this season. What do you make of it?
I think, first and foremost, you're being a jerk. I think that you are short-sighted. I think you're wrong. I think that this Eagles team has holes that will be patched up and repaired. I think the Eagles team we've seen will look nothing like the Eagles team that comes out the end of that six-game tunnel when it's all said and done. That this coaching staff has proven before that they can develop a team as the season progresses. I think this is a group of guys who band together and rally when things are tough, and this is tough. Make no bones about it. This is the season, Joe. This stretch right now. You know, once they're through these six games, it's pretty much a cakewalk aside from a Dallas Cowboys game.
Absolutely.
This is the part of the year that will define them, and it bothers me, quite frankly, that you're sitting there saying we won't think they're good when this stretch is complete.
I didn't say good.
Because I believe that, just like Ray sat here yesterday and said that they would, you know, be successful, you know, win more games than they lose coming out the other end of this.
Yep.
I believe that too. I think that they will surprise people. Now, a lot of help needs to, you know, they need help. They need help from the coaching staff, certainly. They need help from key contributors on both sides of the ball. They need help from Howie Roseman.
Well, they need Deshaun also on the field. I mean, that's a big part of this.
They need help getting healthy.
This offense is really restricted.
It's not all about Deshaun.
No, it's not all about him, but it's a pretty big factor.
It's a huge factor. Because
this is around when he's supposed to be back.
You know what the biggest factors for me are, Joe? You're sitting there saying this team is not going to be elite when we examine this in 6 weeks.
Yep.
I'm saying this team is what this team has been under Doug Peterson, with varying degrees of success. You know, like there are certain key characteristics that Doug and Jim Schwartz focus on for their offense and their defense.
Yep.
For me, number one factor, we are number one in the NFL at stopping the run. Once again, it's miraculous. It truly is miraculous.
It's impressive. It is.
On the other side of the ball, we are near, you know, now the last couple games have been weird with the time of possession stuff. Because, you know, defense scores, it does put a dent in that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to suspend my assessment of the time of possession stuff.
Generally, though, they're very good at that.
They will be when it's all said and done.
Right.
They're controlling the clock. Mm-hmm. A lot of that has to do with Carson Wentz and his ability to change plays at the line of scrimmage, to make the right decisions, get guys in the plays that work. But third down conversions, That's the factoid that every coaching staff I ever played under pointed to and said, guys, this is what makes us win. This is what makes us lose. The Eagles are number one in the NFL in third down conversion percentage. They're sitting up there. Well, actually, the Houston Texans and the Eagles are both sitting at 53%. So basically, we are taking the ball and controlling it on offense, and we're being smart with it too, by the way. Carson is not making the frivolous errors that, you know.
No, he's limiting turnovers.
Yes.
Listen, he is. And by the
way,
huge. He's also not fumbling like he did in prior years, which is a good step for him.
Well, exactly.
That's really
what I'm talking
about.
It's real positive. And defensively, we can make other teams one-dimensional. So, yes, when it's all said and done, this stretch that I believe is the season, that as it's comprised, we will be elite. We will be viewed, as we are right now, we are viewed as whatever, the fourth best odds to win the Super Bowl. It's going to be the same thing and better on the other side of this six games.
All right, look, 888-729-9494, how you size up with the Eagles are as we project, you know, toward this next stretch here, which is really a season-defining stretch. Look, John, great points. I mean, there's no question. You made a lot of good points in there. But corners, big issues. Pass rush, not out of the woods just because they feasted on a horrendous Jets offensive line and a quarterback that was holding the ball.
The pass rush, yes, it's bad. It's non-existent.
Yeah. Deshaun?
But you know what we do instead? We blitz now.
Like, I understand.
And our corners, and we're going to roll the dice, and we're gonna give up big plays because of it.
As happened in the Atlanta game.
Exactly.
I mean, that's going to, you know.
We're going to live and die with the blitz.
Okay, so
Jim Schwartz doesn't want to do that, but that's what we have to do. They're compensating.
Okay, you got the Deshaun factor. We don't know when he's going to be back. It's a pretty big thing for the offense. It's a very constricted offense. They haven't had a 20-yard pass, and I don't even know how many games it is. What is it, three games or something? They haven't had a 20-yard pass? I mean, like, it's a very, you know, very...
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, something not good. Look, I think Carson has played...
20 yards in the air.
I believe it's 20 yards in the air. I think Carson has played very well the last two games. I personally believe he's played very well. It is interesting when you look at the numbers. The numbers are smallish. Now, I'm not making a big deal of it, but what I am saying is as the competition gets harder and you don't have Deshaun on the field for however long this lasts, that's a problem. I mean, it's nice you can go with a two tight end. That's great. But you have a lot of Matt Collins. Nelson Agholor right now is not playing very good. He's just not playing very good.
It's great that this offense can do what it needs to do to move the ball and win games. I mean, Carson is not asked to throw for 300 yards
that.
Because the run game has been so effective. And so
I get it.
I'm great with that.
But again, my point is, and I just want to frame it like Howie came in this very studio 2 years ago, sat down here with Angelo and said he wants the Eagles to be a bye seed type squad, a one or a two seed. Which they were 2 years ago and were not last year. And what I'm telling you very directly, these six games, I personally believe, will prove when all is said and done, the Eagles will not be a bye-type team. They will not be a one or two seed. They will not be elite. They are in the pack of decent NFC teams, but not elite. And I honestly believe these six games will prove it. Now, look, we'll talk about it, 888-729-9494. I hope, like heck, I'm wrong. I hope they rampage through it and go 5-1. I just don't think they will. I'm telling you, I do not think the Eagles will prove to be elite in this next six games.
What a miserable existence it must be.
Well, it's also nice to be, I don't know, straight up all-knowing. But, I mean, I've been used to it for a while. Hey, Jim Salisbury, he reports, and it's similar to what John Johnson said, but reading from Jim Salisbury's Twitter, he says, I'm hearing that the Gabe Kapler drama will conclude today, and there will be an announcement today. So we are waiting for that. The Eagles conversation, Carter Hart, sensational last night. And baseball playoffs, we'll get into some of that stuff as well. Jeter Cameron, John Ritchie on a busy Thursday morning, 888-729-9494.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.